With immigration reform stalled in Washington, D.C., business continues as usual in the rest of the country. In the San Joaquin Valley, that means trying to stay under the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as the harvest season kicks into high gear. Alice Daniel reports.
Growers say that federal I-9 audits are increasing on farms and in packing houses, according to Ryan Jacobson, head of the Fresno County Farm Bureau. The government requires newly hired workers to fill out an I-9 form and prove they have a right to work. Growers fear being forced to fire employees who have false documents.
Obviously, it's jobs that Americans, in most cases, don't want to do. And so you really have two decisions, one to either outsource the production or food, or number two, to allow California farmers and ranchers to do the job they do so well and find a reliable workforce to do that.
Jacobson says California needs these workers, and there's a misconception that they're unskilled laborers.
These individuals have an incredible wealth of information that's needed on California farms for the industry to remain productive.
Senator Dianne Feinstein sent a letter this month asking Homeland Security to back off of the audits of California farms and focus enforcement on violent criminals. In the letter, she says she's concerned about significant harm to the agricultural industry and the state's overall economy. This wasn't her first request. Last year, Feinstein sent a similar letter, and Manuel Cunha of the Nisei Farmers League says little improved.
We want ICE to focus on the criminal side, and that's what Senator Feinstein is pushing. We've asked the administration for a meeting right away to deal with this issue.
Cunha says he and 25 other farm agencies and growers signed their own letter to Homeland Security last year.
So, very difficult for agriculture when we know in California we're running 90% with documented problems.
I-9 inspections ramped up in 2009 under the Obama administration and peaked nationally at about 3,000 last year. Michael Prado is resident agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in Fresno. He says ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, doesn't just randomly target companies. It's ICE's job to enforce the laws, he says, but it has some discretion, and investigations typically follow leads.
Whether it's something in addition to the hiring of undocumented aliens, the potential aiding and abetting of securing fraudulent documents, things like that.
He says audits focus on educating companies to hire people lawfully able to work in the U.S.
Worksite enforcement has changed from what were considered in the past to be raids to now more administrative, working with the human resource departments of these companies.
But without a law to legalize agricultural workers, farmers are still stuck between a rock and a hard place, says Don Riding, who managed the Fresno Immigration Office for years. The current guest worker program requires farmers to provide housing, but he says that's not effective in California, where growers might only hire employees for a couple of weeks.
In North Carolina, they legally bring in workers to work in tobacco because they work for 6 or 7 months out of the year, and it's now affordable to build the housing and comply with all of the laws for temporary agriculture workers. Those rules just don't work in California.
At a coffee shop in the farming town of Reedley, Sherry Wiedenhofer meets with other immigrant advocates. She's the director of the West Coast Mennonite Central Committee and says many churches are backing Feinstein's letter because they see undocumented farm workers in their communities dealing with fear and job loss.
And those that are struggling with economic circumstances and vulnerabilities have a much harder road to go, and no one's complaining for that journey. They just deserve a fair shot.
A shot that Ryan Jacobson of the Fresno County Farm Bureau says comes from changing the system.
We need to find some kind of system going forward that's going to allow us to have a reliable labor supply without the threat and intimidation of having to worry about these audits.
That's one reason growers and others here hope immigration reform efforts will be back on the table again. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.